If it's a sports story you're talking about, you can guarantee they'll be talking about it. Unless it's something like arena football. This is Sportsnet Magazine Live on Sportsnet 590. The Fan.
Let's talk about our cup favorites here. I don't know how you guys feel, but as well as the Washington Capitals have played this season, they'd still be my, at best, I want to say third pick to win the cup this season behind a couple of teams out west, maybe three or four, teams with pedigrees. Los Angeles Kings have been the Los Angeles Kings as of late, and it's an even-numbered year, so they're ready to win again. The Blackhawks, I know they haven't played all that well recently, but that's still a team. Of course, defending cup champion. Maybe I'd throw the Caps in there as well. And is there a correlation to what the Raptors have done this season and the waiting for the postseason and needing to prove it in the postseason that you can apply to the Washington Capitals as well this season?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, with the Washington Capitals, you know, and to a lesser extent, maybe the St. Louis Blues, you know, we talk about how, you know, they string together these great regular seasons, but there's not a whole lot of postseason success to kind of back it up. And you look at the Capitals, you know, they're in line to, you know, win the President's Trophy this year. And
I can't believe they've already locked up the Eastern Conference as well.
Well, like, and you'd hope that it's going to be, you know, a walk for them through the Eastern Conference, right? I mean, you look at teams that might be a threat. I mean, Pittsburgh's starting to come on a little bit. You know, any team that has Sidney Crosby has to be considered a threat. You know, Tampa Bay possibly, you know, can possibly get back to the Stanley Cup final. The Rangers, Lundqvist hasn't really been, you know, at the top of his game, so they're a bit of a question mark. So outside, you know, you talk about all the Stanley Cup favorites, and most of them are in the Western Conference. So for the Washington Capitals, you'd hope the path is probably there for them finally to kind of make that, you know, get over that final obstacle. But, you know, look at the President's Trophy. It kind of scares me a little bit as well. I think in the last 10 years, only two President's Trophy winners have actually won the Stanley Cup. So it is no slam dunk to kind of be the best team going into the playoffs, you know, finish top in points, and it doesn't guarantee you any playoff success.
Yeah, I think that's true, Gary. But I think also what separates them from the Raptors for me is the fact that they are that best team. And it's not just sort of they're winning by points or they're winning by a narrow margin. Like, they have been far and away the winningest team in the NHL this season. So, yeah, while that doesn't make them the Golden State Warriors or something like that, that have, you know, proven playoff success even before last year's championships, they were still winning playoff rounds and stuff like that, even under previous regimes like Mark Jackson and stuff. So yeah, the Warriors had the pedigree. They're winning now. They look great. Everybody expects them to win again. Washington doesn't deserve the same kind of treatment, but I think they deserve a little bit better now, just because, yeah, they're 111 points right now. They're 14 points up on the next closest team. So that tells me that this is a pretty good team. Their goalie is great. They've got better defense this year. They've got the same Sterling offense. They've got newcomers who are helping out. This is a solid top-to-bottom team. And, yeah, if I'm picking one team that's going to potentially win a Stanley Cup, I think that I'm going to bet on the Capitals, just because it's going to be easier for them to get out of the Eastern Conference than it is for any of the Kings or the Blackhawks or the, you know, Dallas Stars or whoever to get out of the West and face them in the finals.
You know, the one thing you mentioned is the, you know, how good they've been goaltending defensively. Like, they're plus 62 in goal differential. Like, team, I think the closest second team is like 32 or something like that, like goal differential. Like, it is mm-hmm. that balance, right? They've always had that kind of, you know, run and gun offense and impressive offense, you know, led by Alex Ovechkin. But I think it's all the other parts that are coming together that really makes them a threat this year in the postseason.
Are we underrating the Eastern Conference a little bit as well? Because, I mean, the defending Eastern Conference champs are now back atop their division, talking about the Tampa Bay Lightning losing Anton Stralman. That hurts. Florida's kind of been the surprise team all season long that they've kept it up. Boston has a pretty good pedigree. I don't know who's buying on them, but the Rangers with Henrik Lundqvist, we know how many teams throughout the history of the Stanley Cup playoffs have gone on deep playoff runs based purely on play by the goaltender. And then there's the Pittsburgh Penguins who have Sidney Crosby as well. Like, do we too quickly put the Capitals in the Cup final?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, Florida is an interesting one for me because, you know, of those teams you mentioned, I really love their balance of youth and veteran. You know what I mean? Like, leadership type of thing. You look at Roberto Luongo, Annette, Jaromir Jagr. Like, that's a team you want to cheer for, too. You talk about no Canadian teams in the playoffs. Like, there's a team, if you're a Canadian, you know, hockey fan, you're looking to get behind. Those Florida Panthers will be easy to cheer for. And I would love to see a Florida-Tampa Bay, you know, playoff matchup. I don't think they've ever met in the postseason. Florida will be hopping if those two teams meet. That's going to be the place to be.
They have pretty good hockey fans in both places when those teams are good.
When, yeah.
Yeah, it's just when they're not good, it's sparsely attended. But yeah, and especially in Tampa, in St. Pete, People like their hockey out there.
This is Sportsnet Magazine Live.